I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The Greek prime minister resigns. With a new bailout in hand, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras called for an election on September 20th. The resignation of the leftist Mr. Tsipras came in the face of a revolt by lawmakers from his ruling Syriza party. They're angry that the government failed to live up to its promises to end the austerity measures put in place by international creditors. The bailouts resulted in more austerity cuts for the debt-strapped country. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State and control its borders. Secretary Carter says Turkey has agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants. Islamic State fighters and equipment have been able to cross into Iraq and Syria from Turkey. The United States is expressing concern about North Korea's artillery fire towards South Korea, which retaliated by firing its own artillery in the latest flare-up of cross-border violence. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Thursday that such provocative actions by the North only heighten tensions. He urged Pyongyang to refrain from actions and rhetoric that threaten regional peace and security. The artillery exchange took place Thursday along the country's western border and amid ongoing annual joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza was sworn in for a third term Thursday, but remains under fire from critics who say he is breaking term limits in the Constitution. The U.S. State Department said the inauguration shows the crisis in Burundi is not over and that Mr. Nkurunziza may have trouble governing because of increasing violence and a declining economy. He took the oath of office in a surprise ceremony 6 days before the scheduled inauguration. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer usually